We're up to Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Matana, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes. Rav Nosson Zal was in the middle of a discussion about the topic of Torah and Tefillah, the sun and the moon. He had quoted a Medrash, where the Medrash talks about the fact that on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem sits down on his throne of judgment, and the Sotan comes to complain against the Jews. Hashem says, bring witnesses, and the Sotan brings the sun. Hashem says, fine, it's only one witness. You need two witnesses. The Satan goes looking for the moon, and the moon is hiding. It's because Rosh Hashanah comes out on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, the moon is hidden. The moon is hiding, so the Satan is thrown out of court because he has only one witness, and that's how the Jews are saved to a degree. And Hashem goes back to his throne of kindness, this Kisei Rachmin. This is the topic we're in the middle of. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ve'elu habeiz bechinois, shein bechinas chamu levono. These two concepts of the sun and the moon, bechinas Torah utfila, which correspond to learning and davening, bechinas nase v'nishma, which correspond to the two statements that the Yidden made that will do and will understand. And we've learned before that asiyah relates to Torah, asiyas hamitzvos, and tfila, we use the term lishmoya el horino vela tfila. Tfila is more related to shmiya. These two items, heim bechinas shnei eden, they represent two witnesses that each Jew has defending him. His connection to Torah and his connection to tefillah. Ki heim bechinas beiz ho edim shehichtiru es Yisrael b'choyrev. Because they actually represent the two crowns which were placed on the head of every single Jew at Matan Torah. When the Jews said Naaseh v'nishma, we said Hashem had sent down 1,200,000 angels to put two crowns on the head of every Jew. Kishomru Naaseh v'nishma. Ki ho edim shehem haksorim, because these crowns, heim bechinas edim, are also witnesses. Ki heim meidim al maisei hodom, they testify to the deeds of the person. Bebechinas nishmosoi shel odom meidoboy. As the Gemara says, when a Jew is going to come before the heavenly court, who's going to testify? The Gemara says the person's own neshama is going to testify about himself. Kikifim, and again, but the neshama is only one. The answer is there's two sections. There's the sun and the moon. There's the Torah and the tefillah. Even the neshama, the Yiddishkeit of a person, is divided into these two sections. I once mentioned, I think Rav Nosson Zal says in Likutei Halachos about Chanukah, that Chanukah is miloshen chinuch. Chinuch means education, you know, starting off the education of a Jew. And the concept of the eight candles on Chanukah, because that's the foundation of Yiddishkeit, the five books of the Torah and the three tefillos, Shachris Mincha Maariv. In other words, the foundation of Yiddishkeit is these two sections, Torah and tefillah. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kefi ma shemekayim umamshich al atzmoi, bechinas naaseh v'nishmanal, because to the extent that a Jew draws upon himself this naaseh v'nishma, kemoi kein muchteres nishmosei lemalo b'shnei ho'edim. That's to that same degree, his neshama is crowned in a spiritual sense with these two crowns, shehem haksorim kanal. Ulehepech, lehepech hasushon. And so too, to the degree that a person does not accept Naaseh v'nishma, to the extent that a person is not involved in Torah and Tefillah, to that degree he absents himself from being part of these crowns. V'zeh b'chinas mashikosuv, this is what the Torah writes, v'ato hurad es edyecho me'olecho, and now remove your crowns from you, ve'edo ma eseloch, and I'm going to think over what to do with you, Hashem said. Shashem yisborach lo yirotzo l'shoiftom ad shiyiridu edyom shem aksorim. Hashem was unwilling to judge the Jews until they removed their crowns, ve'oz yeda malasa islehem, and then he'll know what to do with them, kefi asher yo'idu aleihem elu ha'edyom ba'atzman, because it's the crowns themselves, these two crowns that are going to serve as the two witnesses to testify about you. Eich v'kama pogmu behem. By looking at the crowns, we'll be able to see to what extent you are pogging. Just like it's brought that it's written about the Arizal explains how when a Jew is religious, when a Jew does mitzvahs or averos, there are different letters of the Aleph Beis that light up on the forehead of the Jew. It's not something that ordinary people can see, but certain very, very great tzaddikim in previous generations were able to look at a person's forehead and see, based on certain letters of Hashem's name that were either lit up or dark, and other things, they were able to tell exactly what that person had done right and what the person did wrong, period. So here we're being told that just like when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, they were given these two crowns, which represented their commitment to Torah and Tefillah, those crowns have all of this information inscribed on it in a spiritual sense. V'zehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas shnei ho'edim she'ne'emon ha'mechol dovor. And this is the reason why the Torah requires that when a Jew comes into a court of law, you need two witnesses to testify. Why? What does that have to do? I thought to testify, you simply have to be honest. Two people are more honest than one? The answer is yes, because Yiddishkeit, which is emes, is broken out into two sections, Torah and Tefillah. And if a Jew only learns and doesn't daven, or if a Jew only davens but doesn't learn, he's not full emes. The complete emes is only when it's both sections, section A and B, working together. Ki b'chol mokom shiyesh hakchosho, because wherever there is a contradiction, two witnesses contradicting each other, ze b'chinas pigam emuna, that represents a defectiveness in the trustworthiness. Alkein meviim shnei edim. That's why there has to be two witnesses, shehein bechinas beiz edyom hanal, who symbolize these two crowns, she'al yotom nivnes ho'emuna. They represent the foundation and the building blocks of emuna, of trustworthiness, of Torah, of emes, of emuna. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Edus Hashem ne'emona. The Torah of Hashem is trustworthy. And if the Torah was taken on with these two crowns, then the implication is that the concept of trustworthiness, or the symbol of trustworthiness, is when there's two witnesses. V'alkein shnei edim ne'emonim li'olam. And it's for this reason that the Torah says two witnesses are always believed. Ki shnei edim heim b'chinas nasa v'nishma. Because two witnesses represent the totality of the Torah. The Torah was accepted through Nasa v'nishma. So two witnesses are the symbol of emes. Ki kvar mavoyar, because it was already explained earlier, shebechol dargo yesh bechinas Nasa v'nishma, that on every single level, every time a Jew comes to a new level of Kedusha, the way of getting on to that level and committing yourself to that level is this double commitment, this Nasa v'nishma. And we know that no two people are identical. No two people are the same. Alkein, therefore, Elu hashnei anoshim Yisraelim, haboim lohoid, whenever you have two Jewish witnesses that are coming to court to testify, bevadai yesh bohem kotoin v'godoil, they're not equal, so one is bigger and one is smaller, to some degree, whatever it is. K'moshom Razal, as the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Machnisin es hagodol shebohem, that the judges first take the godol of the witnesses and they interrogate him, and then they take the next guy. By the fact that the Gemara says es hagodol shebohem, it implies that there's always a godol. There's never two people that are on the exact same madrega. So therefore, the godol, the koton, heim bechinas nasa v'nishma kanal. When we talk about a greater one and a smaller one, that's also a concept of nasa and nishma, as we learned earlier, that nasa represented asiya, a lower level, nishma represented a higher level, nistar, that which is hidden. Kal yidei bechinas nasa v'nishma, nishlam ho'emuna. Because it was when the Jews made this declaration of Nasa v'nishma, that's what represented shleimus ho'emuna. That's what showed their total faith and commitment to Hashem. V'alkein ha'toyro nikras edus. It's for this reason also that one of the nicknames of the Torah is edus, that the Torah is testimony to the existence of Hashem. K'may shekosuv, as it says in the pasuk, v'nosato el ho'oron es ho'edus, that in the Holy Ark you should put the luchos. It doesn't say saluchos, it says es ho'edus, the testimony. Uchsiv luchos ho'edus. They're called the tablets of testimony. V'chein harbe, and we find this throughout the Torah many times. V'gam hat, so we see that Torah is called Eidus. V'gam hat tefila nikras Eidus. V'gam hat tefila nikra Eidus. K'may shekosuv, Eidus li Yisrael, lehoidos l'shem Hashem. It is testimony for the Jews to praise the name of Hashem. That's tefila. U'k'may shekosuv, v'at Torah, toimos yichas yumos simentes ayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 9 in Likutei Moran, take a look over there, Hainu Kanal. This is based on what we said earlier, that the sun and the moon represent Torah and Tefillah. They're both lamps. They're both giving off light, and yet they're both necessary. And they're both not equal. One is a brighter light, one is a less bright light. One is Torah, one is Tefillah. And this is the foundation of Emes. A testimony without two witnesses is empty, can't stand. A Yiddishkeit that's not based on Torah and Tefillah can't stand. The person becomes the biggest genius in Gemara, but he doesn't daven to Hashem to be zeche to understand the Gemara in a way that'll make him a better, more religious and more observant and more mitzvos and everything, and make him daven better. He's not religious. The maximum that he can score is a 50 on the test. And a person who's going to involve himself in tefillah, wall-to-wall tefillah, he reads the whole Tillim every day, and the whole Tikkun HaKloli, and the whole Tikkun Baidim, but doesn't have shiurim kvuim for learning, isn't going to spend time learning every day, again, the maximum that they can score in Yiddishkeit is 50%. Because you need both. When the Jews committed themselves originally on Har Sinai, it was Nasav and Ishma. They showed that they understood that Yiddishkeit means commitment to these two things. And the basis for Emes in Yiddishkeit, which is two witnesses, is again, it's based on two, not one. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Val Pizeh, based on this introduction, Yisbayer Be'ezros Yisborach Divrei HaMedrash Hanal. With Hashem's help, I'm going to attempt to explain this medrash that I quoted earlier about the Hashem on Rosh Hashanah sitting down on the throne of judgment, the whole story, the whole geshichta. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Hashem Yisborach Oimer Lahasoton Lohovi Eidim. Hashem demands that the Soton present witnesses. V'hu roitze Lohovi Hachamo Ulevono. Who does the Soton want to bring as his witnesses? The sun and the moon. Shehim b'chinas Toiru Tefillah. Because they symbolize the whole Yiddishkeit. They symbolize Toiru and Tefillah. B'chinas Nasev and Ishma. Shehim b'chinas Bezo Eidim Hanal. The two crowns. Shehim Iker Ho'edim. That's the things that testify as to how Jewish you are or how Jewish you're not. Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Oidia Emunascha B'fi. There are many Jews walking around that are cardiac Jews. They say, I have Hashem in my heart, and I'm a real heart cases. They love Hashem, but it's all in the heart. And I believe in it. I don't have to show my faith in Hashem by putting this funny thing on my head, or the tzitzis, or the tefillin. My faith is right in my heart. Hashem has x-ray vision. Hashem sees into my heart. And there are svarim that say that those people, when they die, what Hashem does is he cuts out the heart, puts it in Gan Eden, and throws away the rest. The rest he sends downstairs to the heart room, because you wanted to be a heart Jew, fine. So the answer is, so Dovid HaMelech says, Oidia emunoscha b'fi. Hashem, I inform you of my faith in you with my mouth, not with my heart. It's not enough to pray in your heart. It's not enough to feel Hashem in your heart. The feeling has to be expressed with the mouth. And if you don't express it with your mouth, it's because there's something missing. Something's lacking. Until a Jew can express their faith in Hashem verbally, in tefillah, it's not a real solid emunah. There's something missing in the emunah. So here he says that the two witnesses are the Torah and tefillah. V'roitz Eloheviyam, the Satan wants to bring these two, Laharois, to show Hashem, She Yisrael Pogbu Bahem, that the Jews are deficient in both of these areas. V'hu Mevia Sachamo, so first the Satan brings the sun, Bechinas Torah, V'hi Muchrachas Lohoid Al HaPegomim She Pogbu B'maseyem Neged HaTorah. The Torah is forced to testify to Hashem against the Jewish people, about every single thing that they did against the Torah, how they desecrated the Torah. But Hashem says to the Satan, not enough, not a good enough case. Al pishnayim edim yokum dovor. It's written in the Torah that you need two witnesses to disqualify somebody or to prove that they're good or bad. Vohoylech lohovi alavona. So the Satan goes to bring the moon. Bechinas nistor, bechinas tefila. The moon which symbolizes tefila. This hidden light, the moon has no light of its own except what it receives from the sun. That's the concept of tefillah, which is not chokhmah, it's tmimus and pshitus. And we said that the moon represents the malchus, which is again tefillah. There are many connections to show how the moon is the symbol of tefillah. Vehi miskasis moed, and the moon hides itself very, very well, ad she'eino yochoy lamoitzo, to the extent where the Satan cannot find it. What does that mean? Ki hanishma shehu bechinas tefila, bechinas rotzoin ubitul el hoein soif shelisha Yisraelim, because this nishma portion, which represents tefila, which represents the inner desire of a Jew to want to become attached to Hashem, to want to merge with this infinite light of Hashem, ze einoy yochoil lahastim, that can't prosecute the Jew. Velimtsoi ulahasik klal. That can't be found or understood. That's something that the Satan can't put his finger on in a sense. Ki roiv bnei Yisrael retzoinam v'kisufam chozok v'amitz mo'oid mo'id l'Hashem Yisborach. Because the majority of the Jews want very much to come close to Hashem. And they have an intense desire for coming close to Hashem. Bifrat be'elu hayomim elul v'aseres yimei tshuva, especially during these days. Today happens to be Beis Elul. Especially during these days of Elul and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Bifrat b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, and especially on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you get those Jews that live in those hick towns, that live in the five towns and the six towns, and that live all of these strange places, and yet on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they buy a ticket for the shul, they come crawling out of the woodwork, and they prove that they are Jewish. There is a pintle of Yid in there. They do want to associate with Hashem, despite the fact that 363 days a year, or 362 days a year, they don't know from the shul, and they don't know from a talis or anything, and yet those 3 days, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, somehow they show up. So you see, they're not totally empty, and they're not totally disconnected. She'oz kol Yisrael libam nishbor bekirbam. That's the time when all Jews have a certain degree of broken heart inside. Umiskaptzim, and they gather together babotei achneisiyos babotei midrashos, in the shuls and in the babotei beis hamedrashes. Umarbim betfilos, and they do a lot of davening. V'ritzoinam v'kisufam chozok adein soif l'Hashem Yisborach, and their desire, their yearning to Hashem is infinite. It's unlimited. Ad shal yedei ritzoinam hechozok oilim adein soif, to such a point where, as a result of the desire, the yearning that they have for Hashem, they actually rise up to the level of infinite. They actually merge with Hashem in this. Bekoyach hatzadikei emes, through the power of the true tzadikim, shehisigu toiras Hashem utfilas Hashem, the true tzadikim who have mastered the toiras Hashem and tfilas Hashem, those tzadikim are able to take all of these yidn up to the top floor, to this level of ein soif. V'alkein, Eino yochoy limtzoy klalas halavono. This is why the Satan goes looking for the Levona to prosecute the Jews, and he can't find it. Bechinas tefila, ki hi miskasis moi, because the moon hides itself tremendously. Ki hu bechinas nistor, because this item of tefila is the heart. It's ula avdoi bechol levavchem. Tefila is avoida shebelev. It's something hidden. It's not lip service, just it's the heart of a Jew, which nobody knows. Nobody knows what's in the heart of a Jew. Nobody knows when you see a guy who's totally irreligious, totally not Shemesh Shabbos, and he walks over to the Kotel and you see tears dripping down from your eyes, and you with your fancy hat and your 34 pairs of tzitzis and everything can't get tears to drip down, and suddenly you see that, hey, look at this, I thought I was the biggest tzaddik and he was the biggest nothing, and maybe not. Maybe not. Who knows how big his heart is? Who knows whether his heart is better than mine? And who knows who's who, in a sense. And here we see that when the Sultan comes to prosecute, the sun is forced to be there, and the moon is able to dray out of it. The moon is able to hide out of it, because the moon represents that hidden thing, the heart, the hidden part of the Jew, which the Sultan can't put his finger on, can't say, this is proof that he's no Yid. B'chinas nishma sho'ilat ein soif. This is exactly what the Gemara says in the Medrash, Umuva bidvoreinu, and it's brought in our words, Shekeser hanase ovdu Yisroel, Vekeser hanishma nishar lehem. The Medrash says in one place that the Jews at Har Sinai received two crowns. However, shortly afterwards, when they worshipped the golden calf, they forfeited one of the crowns. Hashem took away the crown of Naaseh. That was taken away from them, whereas the Nishma, Hashem couldn't take away from them. Our posuk, the Medrash bases this on the posuk, Va'ato Yisrael, Shma el hachukim v'al hamishpotim. Why does Hashem say Shma el hachukim? The answer is because the Naaseh, you lost already. You forfeited the Naaseh. But at least the Nishma, which you still have, at least listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Hainu kanal. This is tied into the medrash that we're talking about over here. Ki keser hanase ovadnu bavoinesenu. The crown that represents nase, as a result of our sins, we forfeited that. We lost that. Ki ein onu yecholam lekayim shum mitzvah v'shleimus. Because nowadays, it's just about impossible for any Jew to do any mitzvah with a shleimus, with real perfection. Because even though, to an extent, we're still doing mitzvahs even in Golus, however, we need to realize that nowadays we can't do any mitzvah to perfection in any way. Because there's quite a number of mitzvahs that we're totally disqualified from nowadays that we're in Golus. Kamay Karbonos. All the Karbonos. Chatos, Oila, Osham, Bim, Bam. Gone. It's not part of our Judaism today. Vafilu, although the Gemara says that if you say the word, if you read the Parsha of Chatos, it's considered to a degree as if you brought a Chatos. Vafilu, HaMitzvois, Shemekaimim. And even those mitzvois that we do today, they're very definitely not in any perfect kind of state. A Jew needs tremendous, tremendous effort to be able to do a mitzvah properly. That's on the nase portion. Aval keser hanishma, whereas the crown for nishma, shehu bechinas tefila, which represents tefila, She'ikra bechinas rotzoin ubitul, where in tefillah the most important thing is the heart, the yearning. Ze yefshir likach miYisrael b'shum oifen. That's something that's impossible to take away from a Jew. Ki ech shehu, because no matter where the Jew is holding, afal pikein ritzoinenu v'koisenu chozok v'takif mo'oid mo'oid lo shuv l'Hashem yizbarach b'chol eis. No matter where a Jew is holding, there's always that pintaliyid inside, that intense desire somewhere inside of wanting to come close to Hashem, wanting to return to Hashem. And again, I gave you the perfect example. The fact that you see this guy who's totally irreligious, he's had nothing to do with a synagogue for 20 years, and the guy shows up at the Kotel and puts on a yarmulke, and somebody asks him if he'll put on tefillin, and he says yes. You see that you there's no way in the world you could judge that guy to be a zero. There's something there. There's something big there. There's something there, not on the surface, not on his face, in his heart. And for the heart, you can have all the binoculars you want and all the telescopes you want and all the x-rays you want. No Jew knows what's in another Jew's heart. And the Pasuk says, Ki ho'odom yira lo'einayim v'Hashem yira la'levov. A Jew's vision is limited to what he sees with his eyes, and Hashem sees into the heart of a person. A person can see where another Jew's holding in Torah to a degree, but to see where another Jew is holding in tefillah, baloney. You don't know anything. You walk into a shul and they're all going ba 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 ba, and they could be thinking about what they're having for lunch or what that yesterday's supper was, and it's baloney. And another, again, you can see a Jew who looks to be just like the rest, and you don't know that his heart is breaking into trillions of pieces when he's talking to Hashem, despite the fact that you don't see anything on his face or anything like that. Ukamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, ma to'iru uma to'iru esoavo ad shetechbots. How can you arouse yourselves and how can you wake up this love inside of you to the degree of wanting, to the degree of wanting to come close to Hashem? Va'ayin b'mokom achar mizeh b'hilchas orev halacha gimel. There, Rav Nosson Zal discusses this pasuk at great length. Ukamay shekosuv, and is found in another pasuk where it says, Ukamay shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, ki azo kamoves ahavo. Our love for Hashem is powerful, is deadly powerful. Koshe kish oil kina. The jealousy that we have for Hashem is like, again, like shoil. It's like Gehenna. It's like the fire of Gehenna. Rishafeho rishpei eish shalheves ko. And it's a super intense fire that's burning. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechavo yisesoavo. It says tons of water can't extinguish this fiery love that a Jew has for Hashem. Unahorois lo yishtefua. And rivers can't smother it in any way. This inner desire that every single Jew, the most religious to the least religious, has inside of them towards Hashem. Shekol ze nemar al rishpe shalheves taveres halev lashem yisborach. These psukim are all discussing the super intense burning desire that a Jew has in his heart for Hashem. Bi amkus pnimius ritzoinoi. In the inner depths of his desire. Again, by some people it's not on the surface. It's way, way, way deep down inside. It's covered up with a lot of junk, but it's there. It's still there and it's still alive and burning. And you get the right person who knows how to unlock it, and suddenly you see that this person you thought was a dead Jew is very, very much alive. Sometimes these people who were so irreligious and so far, suddenly somebody knows the magic of how to unlock their heart, and suddenly you see an incredible level yid that you never imagined was there. Shafilu hakoton shebiktanim b'madrego atachtoina ma'oi. Even the lowest of the lowest Jew, who's holding on the lowest level, boyer liboy l'Hashem yisborach adein soif. His heart is burning intensely, infinitely to Hashem. V'alkein keser hanishma lo yovdu Yisrael. This is why the Medrash says that the crown of Nishma, the Jews never lost it. No matter how bad they became, no matter how far away they went, that crown is alive and well and it's with them. V'alkein al yidei bechinas hanishma, therefore, through this channel called Nishma, Bechinas Rotzoin, which represents the desire of the Jew, that inner desire, Bechinas Tfila, which is reflected in a person's davening, Onu Mashlimim Kol HaMitzvois. Through Tfila, we're able to make up whatever deficiencies we have in the Torah department. We're able to be Mashlim the Mitzvah. Kemoi Shanu Oimrim Koidim Kol Mitzvah. As is the custom of Jews, each time before a person does a mitzvah, what do they say? Yehi rotzoin milfonecha, may it be the desire of Hashem, the will of Hashem, ki'ilu ki'amtia kol proter v'digdukeh v'chamaneser, that in my performance of this mitzvah, despite all of its shortcomings, may Hashem consider it exactly as if I did the mitzvah 100% with all the details and with all the intentions that I'm supposed to have. Hainu kanal, this is exactly what we were emphasizing before. Ki ikar kiyumenu al yedei harotzoin. Our main kiyum hamitzvah is the desire to do the mitzvah. Shehu bechinas nishma, which is nishma she'oila adein soif. That's something, that desire reaches up to infinity. That desire is unlimited. It's boundless. Ki gam b'madrega tachtoina moed, even on the lowest level, yecholim lich soif adein soif. A person can have desire, an intensity of desire that reaches infinity. Once the tzaddikim have taught us about concepts like sheyesh tfilas Hashem, that there is a concept of the tfila of Hashem, shehu bechinas sisrei nistorois, which represents the hiddenmost level. Bechinas chesed utzdoko hanelam banister moed. This refers to a level of kindness by Hashem that's super, super hidden. Once the tzaddikim have taught us that, Al kein ein hasoton yochoy limtzes halavono klal. That's why the soton can't find the moon, because the moon represents this hidden light, this nishma, this pintaliyid inside of every person. Vo'oz hakadosh baruch hu oymed mikisei din v'yoshev al kisei rachmim. And then what happens is, once the Satan can't bring a second witness, Hashem says, forget this, and Hashem switches from his throne of judgment to the throne of kindness, al yidei tkiya shofar, through the mitzvah of the Jews blowing the shofar. How does that tie into this? Ki kol ha-medrash hanal nidrash al posuk tiku b'chodesh shofar. Because this whole medrash about the sun and the moon is all based on this pasuk that speaks about the blowing of the shofar. How does that tie into all of this? Ki ikar koil shofar shu bechinas azus digdusha. The main concept of the koil shofar is screaming, blasting. What is blasting? Blasting is azus digdusha, we said before. Azus, chutzpah. Chutzpah means somebody who yells. What kind of yelling? What kind of screaming? What kind of making loud noises? So the shofar is the symbol of Azus Digdusha, which we said was one of the main things that a Jew needs to be able to come close to Hashem. Azus Digdusha nimshach mehas simcha, and it's a type of Azus Digdusha that comes from a place of simcha. The pasuk says, ki chedvas Hashem hi mozchem, that joy with Hashem, that's where your main Azus, your oiz, your strength comes from. As the Shalom Simcha, She'ikra nimshachas aydei b'chinas nishma. And the main, this simcha and this azus comes especially from nishma, b'chinas tfila, b'chinas rotzainu bitul hanal, kamay shekos hasham. As we learned earlier, it comes mostly from this rotzain of the Jew. Vayidei ze nimshochim chasodim nifloim chadoshim b'chol Rosh Hashanah. And this is what draws down to the world brand new channels of chesed, of kindness, wondrous kindness, every single year on Rosh Hashanah. Chasodim shalo nizgalu moilam. Every single year there's new types, new formats of kindness that were never yet introduced to the world, that are being introduced brand new every year, just like Lahavdil and Gashmias. Every year they're coming out with new products, new this, new that. Lahavdil by Hashem also. Hashem is coming out with new forms of kindness. Shaydei zeh nimtokim kol adinim. This is what ends up sweetening all the harsh decrees and judgments. Ki nizgale hatzdoko shenelem b'mishpot. Because there is revealed the charity that's hidden within the judgment. Sheze ikra b'chinas hatikun al yidei keser hanishma v'kanal. That's the main tikkun that's performed through this crown of nishma. V'yalkein al yidei zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu oymed mikisei din. And therefore, this is what causes Hashem to leave the Kisei Din and go to the Kisei Rachmim, which means Hamtokas Adin. Hamtokas Adin is brought about through the Shofar, which represents the Azus Digdusha, which comes from Simcha, because the Shofar, the 100 sounds of the Shofar, correspond to the 10 types of song, which symbolize Simcha, the Asor Amin and Agina, where we say Alei Osor, Va'alei Novel, Alei Goin Bechinor, Ki Simachtani Hashem Befor Lecho.